Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
The government gave the go-ahead today for the collection of DNA samples from people who believe they might be related to some of the babies buried at Tuam. It's more than 5 years now since historian Catherine Corliss brought the Tuam story to national attention. Survivors and relatives are worried that if DNA isn't collected soon, some of them might die before getting a result to establish their connection to the babies who died there. Now today, the Minister for Children, Catherine Zappone, published a report that she commissioned from Dr. Geoffrey Shannon on this issue. She's here in studio. Minister, you're very welcome. I'm not going to talk to you about budgetary spending. I want to concentrate on the DNA question. But it's nearly a year as well since you announced a full forensic examination was going to take place at Tuam. Can you tell me why it hasn't started?
Yes, I can, Mary. It has been almost a year, as you say, but every day since that time, my department particularly has been working with a couple of other departments to begin to put in place the law that would be required in order to begin the excavation, the exhumation, and ultimately our hope would be is to do some kind of DNA profiling in order to do this kind of matching that you're referring to there.
Is the law to facilitate the excavation, is that complicated?
It is exceptionally complicated. We had to do a lot of work for, first of all, to analyze that there wasn't a law that currently is on the statute books that allows this kind of, I suppose, the scale of what we're attempting to do, as well as potentially it's something that may be required to be done in other settings if there's reason to have that happen.
Are we nearly there? Are you nearly ready to move on this?
With regard to the legislation, what I can say is that I'm expecting to publish the outline or the heads of the bill next month in October.
Next month.
So that's
okay.
A huge milestone.
I want to move on to the new scheme, based on the Dr. Geoffrey Shannon report. Just explain to us how it's going to work.
What Dr. Shannon found in his report, and it's a superb report, a short report, basically saying that we can take biological samples from family members who believe that maybe somebody that was related to them is interred in the tomb setting, that we can do that by developing what he called a voluntary administrative scheme, which effectively is a process whereby an agency or organization is identified to take samples, biological samples from family members.
These could be swabs, hairs.
Swabs, exactly, yeah. That are then stored. And that are there then for us when we effectively have the other legislation that we've been speaking about in place, and that ultimately have potentially some children's remains exhumed, whereby if we can have a DNA profile with those remains, we'll be able to examine to see if that matches with the
and
profiling from the samples taken.
Is it still established if you will be able to get a DNA profile from the remains buried at Tuam?
We don't know that yet.
You still don't know.
No, but what we do know is that our intention is, if it's possible, we will do it. Correct.
Can anybody with an interest in establishing a possible connection, can anybody take part in offering their DNA here?
They can come forward. One of the most important things is, though, and again, that Dr. Shannon said, that we need to ensure that they understand and consent to having their, I suppose, that swab or the sample taken, because we have to be very careful to ensure data protection and privacy issues are respected. And if they do consent to that we can take it and it will be there.
Yes. And just for budgetary purposes, do you have an estimate, a rough estimate even, of how much this is all going to cost?
In terms of the taking of the samples,
yes.
It's very small. I think it's certainly within the region of what I have been told is in the region of certainly under 50K.
And will that be borne by government, or will individuals who want to offer DNA to establish
links? It'll definitely be borne by government.
It'll be covered. It will not cost individuals any
correct.
Money.
That is correct.
Now, with DNA, could there be a problem? You know, if you give your DNA, you're handing DNA information, not just about yourself, but you're handing it about your siblings, your children, your family. If, for example, you have a man, perhaps, who believes his nephew might have been buried at Tuam, but you know, maybe his brother, maybe the father of that child, doesn't want to know. Have you a system in place to deal with that?
Well,
difficulties within families here?
That's a really excellent question, Mary. And I think that's why, you know, we need another couple of months to put in place this voluntary scheme that ensures that those issues are examined, that we do a legal analysis, and that if somebody comes forward and wants to offer that privacy is protected, that the data is kept in a way that is there if it's required, and all of those things need to be sorted.
Do you anticipate it could be fraught with potential minefields, dangers?
I don't.
Family difficulties.
Not to issue. No, I don't. I don't. And I say that because two things. One is I have spent a lot of time over the past couple of years meeting with many of the residents and family members of people who either resided in Chum or have families, who know that they had siblings who came within the Chum context. And I don't believe what they want is to find the truth and that they're willing
and
to do that
there are connections
in order to
there
do it.
To
exactly.
establish them. Very
Absolutely.
Quickly, can we do all the testing here in Ireland? The forensic testing, the DNA analysis.
Can we collect
can it be
the
done
samples?
Here?
Yes, we can.
And the actual testing and matching.
And that's going to be determined as the process unfolds. Correct, but at the same time, we will get the expertise
and
that's required.
Can the collection of DNA from possible relatives begin before the process of excavation
and
forensics?
Oh, yes, that's the reason for the voluntary scheme.
When
correct.
Will it start?
My hope is that it will begin early in the new year.
Early in the new year. Minister Catherine Zappone, thank you very much for
thank
coming
you,
into it.